So he kept them going around in circle. Going around in circle. Going around in circle. Going around in circle. Till all of them died off in the wilderness. When they think they have made small progress, the progress will reverse. Then they will cry. They will think, okay, they will make small progress. The progress will reverse. Why? You will not give me sons I will use. You have nothing else. Die here. This one, still womanizing, jumping around with sisters. You think that's the son of God? That's a child. That is still poo-pooing and messing up the family house. This one, that is still eating tight. You think that's the son of God? Son of God is faithful. Like Jesus. That's, you are going, there is a way of the Spirit. See, all this dedication you put and make a Holy Spirit, take my life, make it like the Master. I want to know you. I want to be like Jesus. Okay. Allow him to do it. There is a way the Holy Spirit works out the character of God in the believer. They have their part, but there is a part that heats. Doors is furnace, is wilderness, is breaking. Virtues, people don't naturally gravitate to virtues. Is refining that produces virtuous people. Refining, what you do to petrol. Some of you are going through wilderness, financial wilderness. Why? God can still now, after 15 years of working with God, is he can't trust you with money. He can't. He cannot. You will take the one that is not yours, and the one that is yours, you will refuse to return the part that belongs to God. To refine crude oil, fire. To refine gold, fire. To refine silver, fire. You want to be a precious stone. You want to be a vessel of honor. And what will reduce the years you spend in that confusing place? Because it's usually very confusing to the human mind. What's going on with my life? God, what did I do? You say, I'm the one chosen one. You came to my father's house where I was looking after sheep. And you saw all those big boys. You left them and anointed me. Say, I'm the king. Is this how people rule? 13 years of my life have gone. The only thing I'm getting is javelin. They're trying to kill me. Running from wilderness to wilderness. Is this how people become king? What is going on? The David that will be a man after God's heart, that will obey God, is being formed. Because power corrupts. He destroys Saul. 12 years working with Jesus, you are still gossiping. Have you seen what is delaying the wilderness? 13 years in the faith, you are still unstable. You can't be trusted with something. After 15 years, you are still a rebel. You have not learned the basic thing of humility and submission. That's what the problem is. Remember, it was a glory cloud and pillar of fire that were leading them. Anywhere he stopped, they stopped. When he leaves, they start following. The Holy Spirit led the journey and he led them, he said, through the wilderness. Oh yeah, you have to cross the Red Sea. Knowing that if they go towards the Red Sea, there is no road there. Why will you lead me where there is no road? Let me give you an example. Just look at this one. Look at this one. Chapter 15. Exodus 15. 15 verse 22. When he brought them out of Egypt, this is, so Moses brought the children of Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. God, what kind of leadership is this? You start questioning the leadership of Moses. You question God's leadership. You question whether the man is even hearing from God. What is wrong with him? You say he's a man. Which kind of stupid man of God? See where he has gathered 3 million people. And that's where there were sometimes they form their own leader to go back. Because they believe they know more than the leader. There's something that didn't happen under this ministry. Moses' ministry. Under that visible crowd, they started rebelling and their dead bodies will be dropping each time. people will die. Others, you think they have learned. 3 days, no water. Then gone. 23. And when they came to Mara, they found water there, but they could not drink it because the water was bitter. So, what kind of thing is this? You said this thing knows what it's doing. This cloud that you are following, Moses, is confusion. That man there, I don't know who you call. Why should we be following a cloud? Let's follow our common sense, my dear. Let's use our brain. We are not stupid. We went to school. So, what it means, the Holy Spirit doesn't know what he's doing. But the man knows exactly what he's doing. The promised land you are looking for is the other side of that. You have to cross this wilderness, you will get there. If you refuse to cross it, you will die here. Some of you have refused for 15 years now. You are still standing in one place. Nobody can tell you anything. They could not drink it. And you say it's Holy Spirit leading us here. Then the next verse. And Moses cried to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which he cast into the water. The water was made sweet, and there he made a statute, an ordinance, and there he proved them. The word prove is test. All these things are tests. It's exam. All this is exam. Before you become the father of nations, or the inheritor of the promise like Abraham, God will test. God tested Abraham. 7 tests. Isaac was just one. For example, you say you're going to be a missionary that will take nation. Leave your father's house to a land I will show you. Where? Start going first. Test. Because comfort zone, where you have built houses, where you have order, I'm going to leave it. That's why many of you are not doing missions. That's why. And he would die with talk. Nothing to show for it. And now watch to let you see that it's God leading this thing. Immediately after they passed this first test, he made a covenant with them and proved them and said, if you obey me, if you obey me, the exam is about obedience. You've been in Egypt, you know, obedience. We're trying to get Egypt out of you. If you obey my voice, if you obey me and hearken to what I say, and keep my statute, I'll put none of the diseases upon thee which I've brought on the Egyptians, for I'm the Lord that healed thee. Then watch the next verse. And they moved, they came to Elim, where there were 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees, 70 palm trees, and they camped there by the waters. So the man saw the water. He was taking them to the water, but he said, pass through Mara first. Lesson one, there were 40 lessons, and they failed all of them. He now swore oaths, you will die here. It should have taken them only 40 days. Now, Deuteronomy 8, let me read from verse 2. Thou shalt remember, he's now talking to them, explaining what they went through. You see, it's deliberate. Thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years. In the wilderness, this Holy Spirit that you are surrendered, you are telling to take you, use you. This is the way he leads people. He showed the example with Jesus. So stop thinking that he has an alternative route for you. You shall remember all the way that I led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. What was I trying to do? To humble thee, to prove thee, exams. To know what was in your heart, whether you will keep his commandment or you will obey God. It's for character formation, that's one of the major reasons. And to produce a person that will obey God, a person that will learn not only to discern God's voice, but to do it. Verse 3. And I humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger. So those times you are broke, God is on it. All this in PCJ is teaching you. He taught you Jesus' cross and his benefit. There is your side now, your cross. The way of the Spirit is the way of the cross. Without it, you won't reach your throne. Until you are tested, you cannot be trusted. I humble thee suffered thee to hunger, fed thee with manna, which thou knowest not, neither did your father know, that he might make thee to know that man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Just to get this single lesson, which Jesus used to overcome Satan in the wilderness. This lesson, Satan be gone, for man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. To get this lesson, 40 years is what it took these people. To trust what God says. To learn to walk by faith. Because that was why Adam fell, that he could listen to Satan instead of God. And it's one of the most important lessons a believer must learn. Verse 4. Your remnant waxed not old upon thee, neither did your foot swell these 40 years. Okay, you didn't buy a new car, but God has sustained you. You didn't change much clothes because you were broke, but God kept you. You know, in all of it, you didn't die. You are still here. Then how did you get here? How did you survive? You may not have come back with aircraft, with mansions, but you are here. Ambassador was telling me, oh, he almost died. But he didn't. Look at him, he's here. What is all that to show you? Your remnant works not, neither do your foot swear this 40 years. Thou shall consider in your heart that as a man chastens his son, so the Lord your God does what? The discipline is God your father, raising a son, the way you are raising your children. So at that junction, I asked Pastor Sarah some questions. I said, take my last son, we offer him fast promotion to medical school. Will you agree? He said, no way. And then she told me, he said, they even offered him just 1 year to avoid just 1 year and go into secondary school. That he refused. She refused. He said, there were other kids that took that. He said, but I refused. I said, why didn't you allow the boy now? That's making him graduate fast. He said, I went through it. They put so much pressure on me, even though I survived it. They also made things so rough for me because in that class I was promoted to, I was now not their age mate. Everybody was just, you know, abusive. Because all these are people that are much older than me and I was brought into the class. He said, I don't want that boy. Let him go through this process. I said, okay. The boy is beginning days of secondary school. What if we just fast forward him to right jump now? Will you agree? What if that they do it to you? First year, medical student. He said, no. Let him write final exam. That's what some of you are asking God to do. You won't pass it. I said, what if, okay, even if he fails the exam, let's just promote him and declare him a medical doctor. How many of you would like to go to his hospital? How many of you will bring your wife for operation? This guy has not learned ordinary biology and is practicing pathology. He's doing operation. He has not learned biology. He's practicing anatomy. You know, that's where so certain people are in ministry now. And there are a lot of damages. I said, this one likes piloting. The other one. What if you move him to first year from where he is? No, let's just promote him. With money, we can even buy it for him. You know, even results can be bought. He said, that will not happen in this house. And he explained to her initially why I was asking the question. He said, because you, the greatest injustice is done to the child, and then the greatest is done to the society. You are churning out fools. But this is exactly the same with the kingdom of God. A lot of Christians that cannot be trusted, that cannot be relied, God can't rely on them. The kingdom can't, the church can't. I said, what if, okay, we promote him fast. If he fails, don't worry. Just buy the resort, make him pilot. How many of you would like to fly with him? He has not passed physics, he is a pilot. He has not passed his mathematics. He's now a pilot. How many of you will carry your whole family and enter the flight with him?
But that's what's happening.
Some of these people have jumped it in and opened church. We've learned everything. We've been in this place. There's nothing people are doing there we don't know. Just give us leverage, 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 leverage. As a man chastens his son, and that's when children think God hates them. That's when they think the pastor hates me. That's when they think this church. I thought Pastor Nob was Christ-like. We are just supposed to walk in love. What did I just do to him now? Every day he's harassing me. Do you grow church by force that we are still 20 members after 3 years? I'm telling the guy, if he can just give me 5 million, I will take the whole nuts. Just 5 million is what I need. Only 5 million. The whole nuts will bow. Where you are? How many are you? 25 members. Leave that thing. It's just money that is the problem. The way of the Spirit is that when God starts raising you to use you to do something great, he removes the money. Make you to hunger. That's how greatness is developed. To anybody that is exempted from that becomes a bastard. They will become eternal great disgrace. Because how can you learn faith for finance when you are? But you don't need faith. How you get prodigal son is that my father has done everything. Same money. That's why other people are honoring the pastor. He doesn't bother. He doesn't. You guys in the city need to become tough with pastoral training. You need to become. Don't follow this my pampering style. Oh. We have destroyed a lot of pastors that way. Anybody you exempt from the days of small beginning and from trying, you have exempted him from promised land. He will reach his glory. He won't. Because the character required to carry the power will not be there. What you have is a bastard. A little lesson from Jesus, Hebrews 5, verse 8. A little lesson for his own training. Hebrews 5, verse 8 and 9. Though he was a son, he were a son. Yet he learnt obedience by the things which he what? That's the difference between the second Adam and the first Adam. The first Adam was brought there and given dominion. Second Adam, no way. You are not touching it till you finish paying. So after the cross, they now given the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. That's why he doesn't fail. Look at the next verse. Now being made perfect, because he's suffering that perfects people, that matures people. Being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation to all them that obey him. 1 Peter 5 verse 10. But the God of all grace, who has called us to his eternal glory. All of us are called to glory. Glorification is the last bus stop by Jesus Christ. After you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and finally do what? Settle. Everybody settles in a promise. But there will be first. The first thing the suffering produces for you is that it perfects you. That's where believers are perfected. That's where character is forged. That's where you will now be looking at money. You won't touch it. Not after, like me, that car flipped and I found myself with the vehicle upside down on top of a cashew tree for eating tight. Since that day till now, you don't need to preach to me about that. If you like, put gun in my head. If you like, let all the money in my house finish. One thing I don't touch, vows. I make a vow. I don't care if there was a Christmas and we ate nothing because I made a vow. I carried all the money and went and dumped it. How do you get there? Wilderness. After I've learned these things, you're not going to kill me. Doesn't matter what it is. Man does not live by bread alone. Obeying God is where the security is. Obeying God is where the provision is. Obeying God is where the future is. So you will be perfected through suffering. Then you will be established. You will be energized
And God will now set to you where you will enjoy.
Set to you in your promised land. Two more things from the life of Jesus. So you see what this thing does for people. The kind of pastor, the kind of minister you become after you have been through your wilderness. Look at Hebrews chapter 2 verse 18. For in that he himself has suffered, being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. That's when people are going through, you can understand them. And you are a succor. You are a comforter. You are a strengthener. You remember your journey. And it's usually in that area that you have your greatest leverage in ministry. You're being raised for people that are broken, hurting, suffering. No, you have to test the wilderness so you can become a good pastor, a good man of God that really has heart for people. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 15. 15. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmity, but was in all point tempted as we are, yet without sin. Why is it that when I'm going through temptation, he understands, he helps me? Even when I've fallen, he doesn't abandon me. The man knows what he faced in the wilderness. That's how you get such pastors. That's how you get such men. Hebrews 5 verse 1. Every high priest is taken from among men, is ordained for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifice. Okay, look at verse 2. Who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way? The guy is backsliding. You say have compassion. You go and bring him back. The prodigal son returns. You are ready to help him. The reason is what the man went through. Who have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way, for he himself also is compassed with what? So that's why they told him, leave this your divinity, wear the flesh, live here as a human being, then you will know what these people are going through, so you can truly be their savior. That's why. Do you know what he's doing at the right hand of God? Ever lived to make intercession for us. When we blow it, and the father, why, he said, no, I have been there. I know exactly what that girl is facing. Please, give me a little more time. Let me work with the Holy Spirit to fix her. Then he will corner you and drag you to Dominos and bring you to where I'm ministering. And I have the medicine ready. The only reason I have the medicine is that I went through the medical school. I went through the headache. I went through the wilderness myself. If not, how do you know which drug to give? Your word heals. Your word does the right job because you have been processed. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? If you are this type of pastor that throws stone from the pulpit, stabbing people, get ready, or you are not ready for ministry yet. There is still some perfecting work. There's still some perfecting work. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I give you praise. The way of the Spirit is the way of the wilderness. The way of the Spirit is that God will allow you to go through trials. He will allow you to face persecution. He will allow you to also undergo temptations. And then he will put you under tutors and guidance. Don't jump out of training before time. Don't jump out of medical school in first year. You don't have patience. I already know more than my pastor. Even before he says, the Holy Spirit has shown me everything. What is he trying to say? He said, nothing. I came for this Holy Ghost Congress. I didn't learn any new thing. It's the same. The wilderness will teach you some lesson. Everybody goes through it. Just that how long you stay there is determined by what you do with training, instructions, mentorship, corrections. It's either a mentor or a tormentor. Amen. Five ways you walk with the Spirit within so that you become the Christ-like person you've been looking for. These are the things that produce that, you know, you've been asking God for. He said, you hate me. You don't care about me. I just want a pastor that is caring. I said, what have I done now?
I say, your mother who have helped you get married long, you broke that law. You've come here. The same thing you were taught 15 years ago is reappearing. And you say, I'm Esther. I will save Israel. As a queen, Mordecai was giving instruction to Esther. You are a nobody. You can't take instruction. The Esther vision will evaporate like vapor. It will never happen. I said, so if you refuse to do it, what do I lose? Who is losing? 40 is clocking on your door. You've been believing God for marriage. How long?
He said, I don't know what God is doing. No? I've been telling you, do this thing. He said, these men, they just come all day. They eat the pancake and go. Why is it that my hook is not catching any fish? And these fish are so wise, I will put hook, a trap for them. They will eat the thing and avoid the hook. They eat the bait and avoid the hook. They're supposed to swallow both the hook and the bait so that he can catch it. He said, when birds learn to fly without perching, the hunter learns how to shoot without aiming. Esther. God has called me to be Esther. God has called me. All those visions, promised land. What's the process that will get you there? Let Pastor Nob do his job with joy. Let Pastor Ben do his job. Pretty girl that has a great future. Just as we said, don't marry a married man. That is my offense. Young small girl that just graduated from school. It's a married man that you are in love with. Because you say, don't. There is a king designed for you. That is it. You cannot tell me what to do with my life. But the mystery is, when a rat follows lizard to jump inside the water, when the lizard come out, it will shake like this. It's dry. The rat will be moving like this. First Peter 2:18. When God places you on the servant, be subject to your masters with all fear. How can you say that to a human being? And you are teaching Christians this kind of thing. It's a season for formation of character. You're working in that company, in that oil company, in that bank, in that thing. You think it doesn't count. That thing now, you're going to carry it into marriage. Every day, fight. Is that thing you fail to learn? Not only to the good and to the gentle, but also to the forward. Please give me another translation. Who is a forward? Leaders that are tough. Obey them. Submit to them. I'm not telling you to only obey the one that is good. Submission has nothing to do with the character of the leader. It has to do with your own character. Like submission at home to your husband, or submission to your parent, has nothing to do with your parent. He said, honor your father if your father loves your mother. Whether he has concubine, honor him. It's your own days that will be long and that you will prosper. He may not even prosper, but you will. But if you fail to do that, servants, you know, some translation call it slaves, but it's not slaves. Submit yourself to your master with all respect. Not only to those that are good and considerate, but also to those that are what? To that pastor is very hard. Submit. The fruit of the Spirit, the Bible says, against such there is no law. Whether it's harsh, whether it's Hitler, you will succeed under him. Because nobody makes law against love. Nobody makes law against loyalty, faithfulness. Nobody makes law against self-control. Nobody makes law
against gentleness. Nobody. You cultivate those virtues, you find the so-called leader, even if his name is Satan, he will like you. You start enjoying. You can prosper under Nebuchadnezzar. You can prosper under Pharaoh, like Joseph. You can prosper under Hitler. You can prosper under Herod. Even if you are living in Shoshan the Paris, like Esther, you can prosper in Persia, where they hate the Jewish people. You can prosper there because of virtues. Because virtues. Virtues. Moral excellence. Good character breeds favor. So when they want to get the oil from the olive, they squeeze them and press it. When they want to get it from palm, they squeeze them. And when God wants to get virtue out of you, he squeezes you. After that, you enter into a wealthy place. And people who will now be seeing you want to be like you, but they forget your story, the journey. That for every believer, the Spirit will take him through that journey. If you are exempted from it, you are a bastard. God has nothing to do with you in the future. Because you don't have what it takes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Do you know, put me in charge of entertainment industry. Do you know the character requirement that will require for you? Put me in charge in the mountain of politics. Do you know the character requirement? Talk to President Sibanjo, VP. I want to be among the number one ministry in this country. Do you know the character requirements? The way of the cross is the way to the throne. The way of the cross is the way of the Spirit. The way of the Spirit is the way of the cross. Is the way of the cross. Anybody that is trained that way will be solid, will be settled, will be established, and they will prosper. Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Just, you know, maybe some of you are in some of these schools. Tell him now, I understand this exam. Thank you. Help me to pass them very well. To get A plus. You are taking me somewhere big. That's why you are taking me on this journey. Now I get the message. If you read that Deuteronomy 8, when he said, remember the way that I led you through this wilderness. You know what he said next? He said that I might do you good in your latter end. You can show it to them. That I might do you good in your latter end. That's why I allowed you to go through this. He said, I'm bringing you to a land of promise where you eat bread without scarcity. Where you are going to drink water out of flint lock. Where you are a land flowing with milk and honey. He said, where you have built goodly houses. Where you have expanded. Where you have prospered. Remember that you don't forget the Lord your God. That's why I'm preparing you. It's the character that will help you to sustain the greatness. That's why. He said, I humbled you. I fed you with manna. And I proved it so that I will do you good in your latter end. No, you are not dying in school. You are graduating. It's just a passage. It's a passage. I said, even the coming of the Antichrist, that thing is 3 years, but it's going to test believers and Jewish people so much. But at the end of it, it will be millennium. 1,000 years of reign. And some people will compromise that time. No. Whenever you meet your seasons of trial, it will look like it will never end. Pass it. It's just an exam. It's passing. Pass it so you can move ahead. Everyone you pass leads to promotion. Everyone you pass leads to promotion in the spirit. Everyone you pass leads to promotion. That's how God finds men that he can use. That's how God finds men that he can trust. The making of the man God uses is the journey through the wilderness. The making of God's general. Generals is a journey through the wilderness. Father, we thank you. Take this truth, Holy Spirit, and take it now down and break it down to everyone. We are at different levels of growth and understanding. take it and break it down for everyone. Help your people to understand and let teach them to cooperate with you in the journey to their destiny. Thank you, Lord. Being a parent is not a child's play. You don't turn teenagers into parents. It's like creating two children, because that teenager is going to have a child and both of them are children. Pastoring is parent. It requires that those that will do it will be matured. And we have very few mature people. Very few. There are a lot of children, a lot of babies, and a lot of teenagers. Spiritually speaking. Let's cooperate with the Holy Spirit. Remember, 40 days is all it takes. 40 days. If your witness is staying too long, submit to human trainer. Submit to a human being, and you will shorten that delay. That's why you go to school to take lectures. And why don't you stay at home and read your message? It will shorten your headache. If your witness is staying too long, pay the price. If you are Jesus, go and submit to John. Submit to the Pharisees and the Sanhedrin, the people that trained him. He grew later and he could improve what they were doing. But it's the same people that trained him. Submit to Joseph. Submit to Mary. Moses spent 40 years because there was nobody to train him in Egypt. All he had was these Egyptians and Pharaoh. So God had to take him to the backside of the desert and found a man of God by the name of Jethro to help. Even the guy, you know, because there have been long years, 400 years gap between the last patriarch, Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, and then between the last of the patriarch, which was Joseph, and him, about 100 years. And he was born and removed from his parents, put into Pharaoh's house. It's a ministry he would have started at the age of 40. He started it at 80. The journey from Egypt to the promised land is 40 days. Don't make it longer. Don't make it longer. For some of us, it's staying too long. Staying too long. New Testament age of discipleship is 3 years. Some of us is staying too long. James 1 from verse 1 says, "Count it all joy, my brethren, when you fall into diverse trials and temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience." Patience is one of the fruit of the Spirit you mentioned. And all of them, the trials produces character. So he said, "Let patience have a perfect work, that you may be entire or complete, lacking nothing." Which one is easier to get? Virtue or power? Power. Just John, that same day he came out with power. But character, it'll take time. It'll take time. Dominion City needs matured hands. Because God wants to give us nations. We need matured hands. We need sons that are trustworthy.
This thing you've learned today is what separates the men from the boys. The talk is cheap. Crying in program,
oh, use me, make me like you, is easy.
Until he starts, then you say, no, I don't want it, or you cannot do that. God, what are you doing? I'm confused. How can you let this happen to me? He said, make you like me. This subject and walking in the spirit are the most critical subject if we're going to develop world champions. If you want to narrow the gap between what we read about these men and us, that's where the secret is. So all of you should now discover one thing as you go from this conference. That the weakness of Nigerian church and the Pentecostal movement that you see in Africa is not in power. It's in the anointing within. The spirit-led life, the spirit-controlled life is where the failure is. And that tells that we have a lot of work to do. God bless you.
Thanks for listening to this message. Be sure to visit DominionCity.cc for all the exciting new content from Dominion City, or call us on 090-6957-8629. God bless you.